Nolte, Lisa Kudrow trashes Friends writers as mostly men and sexist pigs. By John Nolte on April 28, 2026. Former Friends star Lisa Kudrow has a new TV show to pimp. So she's out getting some attention, 22 years after Friends went off the air. By smearing, en masse, the very people whose work gave her a career and lifted her salary to $1 million per episode. She says she still makes $15 to $20 million per year on the rerun residuals. Still, we get this. Don't forget we were recording in front of a live audience of 400. She told the London Times, and if you messed up one of those writer's lines or it didn't get the perfect response, they could be like, can't the bitch effing read? She's not even trying. She effed up my line. She adds that back in the writer's room, the guys would be up late discussing their sexual fantasies about Jennifer and Courtney. It was intense. Oh, it could be brutal, but these guys, and it was mostly 12 to 15, men in there, were sitting up until 3 a.m. trying to write the show, she explains. But Kudrow's attitude was, say what you like about me behind my back because then it doesn't matter. Why? Why would she do this? Why would she do this after 22 years? To begin with, what if you were one of the guys in that room who didn't behave that way? She's attacking all of them. Every man who worked in that writer's room over 10 seasons is now tarred as a bully and sexist pig. Hopefully, one of them will sue her ungrateful, mercenary ass. And how clean are her hands? This is simply my opinion, but I'd bet dollars to donuts that if we had secret audio of Lisa, Courtney, and Jennifer hanging out in the dressing room, we'd hear all kinds of shit talk, sexist chatter, and outright mean girling. Naturally, no one at the Times challenged Kudrow to back up her claims, and leftist outlets like Variety reprinted the smears without a hint of skepticism. It's interesting that it took Kudrow 32 years to speak up, to bite the hand that fed her, and only then, when she's looking to hype an HBO show that was already cancelled once. Even if what she claims is true, who cares? This is just one more example of how we're feminizing the culture, how we're creating a world filled with babies, especially entitled weak, female babies who believe boys being boys in the high-pressure environment of writing a hit TV series is some sort of hellscape. And how about a little discretion? These guys undoubtedly believed they were in an environment where they could be themselves without some pampered actress ratting them out 22 years later. Maybe Friends writers need to start telling Lisa Kudrow stories? Man up, Lisa.